This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Before leaving Congress, Republican Ken Buck showed his support for military aid to allies. Buck signed two discharge petitions, one led by a Democrat and the other a Republican. A discharge petition is a way for rank-and-file members to get around leadership in order to bring a bill to the floor. They're asking to bring aid for Ukraine and Israel to the House floor.
I want to make sure that Ukraine gets funding, and my signature lasts until I'm replaced. So it will be there for a while, and I think it's an important message that Republicans need to get on board with helping Ukraine in this very serious battle.
Republicans admit that an aid bill recently passed in the Senate would pass in the House if it were brought to the floor. Speaker Mike Johnson says he'll try and bring some sort of aid bill to the floor when the House returns in 2 weeks. The U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame welcomes its new class of athletes this week. Ross Anderson grew up in Durango and is being inducted for his accomplishments in speed skiing.
From old Lassie, the 122 miles per hour, we're going faster than that, and that's a person falling out of a plane. Imagine that, just me whizzing by that person that's just free falling at 154 compared to 123. It's definitely a sport where you definitely have guts, but you also have to have the ability to be very advanced in your mind, your body, and spirit.
Anderson has held the American speed skiing record since 2006. He was clocked at 154 miles per hour. And the CU men's team continue their tight game against Florida right now in Boulder fair skies with temps in the 60s. This is CPR News.